Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's at the top of the class for two gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. It tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses. And Double Stop CL Plus combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. It's also acid soil tolerant and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus carries the Grazin Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
USDA released a couple of big reports yesterday at the end of the month of June. They had the quarterly stocks report as well as the spring acreage estimates that were put out. Rich Nelson with Allendale talked with our own Casey Shepard about these numbers, especially the acreage numbers, corn and soybean acreage estimates actually being planted down from expectations.
You know, for the most part, the main message as far as the acreage as it stands. So corn acres got all the billing here as far as the trade attention. But the main discussion point for acreage as a whole, we lost 7 million acres total from the March survey. And obviously, the clear majority of this was corn. 5 million was corn. But very clearly, it shows that producers had a lot of resistance based on prices, low prices, virus concerns, and maybe some input concerns as well this past spring.
COVID-19 most certainly impacting those acreage numbers, it seems. The grain trade did respond yesterday, 12 to 15 cents up on corn when they closed yesterday afternoon for the day's trade. Soybeans were up 17 to 20 cents. Wheat futures were up by about 3 to 5 cents per bushel. And the overnight trade were in the green as well for wheat, for corn, for soybeans, as well as for cotton in New York. Primary election day yesterday in the state of Oklahoma. On the congressional races, the incumbents all won their primary challenges. In the center of the state, Kendra Horn, the incumbent, won her primary challenge easily. She'll face either Terry Neese or Stephanie Bice. They were the two top vote getters in the very crowded GOP field in the 5th Congressional District. And congrats to wheat farmer Roland Peterson. He won re-election as a state senator, winning in his primary challenge as well. Had an opportunity to sit down yesterday, get an update from one of the co-chairs of the meat processing task force put together by the Department of Agriculture in the state of Oklahoma and the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey says they're kicking off a series of educational webinars in the days ahead from questions that have come up as they've been looking at the whole issue of trying to increase meat processing in the state at every level. The webinar that's planned for tomorrow, Thursday, July 2nd, will be at 2 p.m., and it's all about looking at the resources that are available from Uncle Sam and from the state government as well that might help you in advancing your dreams, your hopes regarding meat processing. Details of this webinar up on the Oklahoma Cattlemen Facebook page, and you can register at their website, okcattlemen.org. You've got farm news on Ron. OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, okcwest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market. Do remind you, more agricultural news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Check it out. I'm Ron Hayes.